Masechzolos Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet until Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. This Perek talks about many different cases involving a kaveres, a beehive that is shaped like a cylinder, one end being open and the other being closed. And the first two Mishnahs talked about a beehive that has two holes opposite each other in the cylindrical part of the beehive, the walls, which are made for the sake of the bees coming into and out of the beehive. But at the present moment, those holes have been filled up with straw. The straw is not there to stay, but it's been filled up for the meantime. Such a beehive has the status of a kli, it's still a useful beehive. And since it has the status of a kli, it does not have the ability to prevent impurity from passing beyond it. On the other hand, the next Mishnah and the following Mishnah as well talk about a beehive that is either broken, or the holes that allow the bees to come in and out have been blocked up properly, in which case it's no longer a useful beehive. It also wouldn't be considered a kli. And as soon as it loses the status of a kli, it now gains the ability to block impurity from passing beyond it. Now, regardless of whether a movable item is considered to have the status of a kli because it is useful or it doesn't have the status of a kli, in terms of protecting the items that are inside of the beehive, since it is a movable item, the items inside of it would not become tome, and the only way for them to become tome is by tumah entering into the kli via its opening on the end of the cylinder, which is open. The first four Mishnayos of this perek talk about a case where the opening of the beehive is outside of the house. Half of the beehive is inside the house, but the half which has the open end is outside of the house. And because of that, even if the entire house becomes tomei, since none of the opening is inside of the house, the beehive has the ability to protect the items which are inside of it from becoming tomei. This Mishnah continues to talk about the beehive that does not have the status of a kli, because it's broken or its holes have been blocked up. And this Mishnah very much parallels the second Mishnah of this perek, which talked about all identical cases except for the fact that over there the beehive was considered to be a kli. Says Mishnah Oisak Vomen Oretz Tefach, if the beehive was raised at least a tefach above the ground, in which case an oihel is formed underneath the beehive. And that oihel opens up into the house, which is also an oihel, and they really combine. They open up into each other, and the Mishnah says that tumotach teho, if there is a piece of a dead body that's a source of impurity underneath that beehive, oibabayis, or in the house, tachteho vahabayis, tome, any item which is underneath the beehive or inside of the house would be impure, because the oihel transfers the impurity to any other item underneath that same roof. And those two areas open up into each other. Now, the items which are inside of the beehive do not become tomei, even those which are directly above the piece of the dead body. And the reason for this is because a movable item protects anything which is inside of it from becoming tomei, unless there is an opening over there. And over here, the opening is outside of the house, and that's the only place where the tumah can possibly come through, and there's no piece of dead body over there. As well as that, an item which is above the beehive does not become tomei, because since in this case the beehive is not considered to be a kli, it's broken, it has the ability to prevent and block any impurity from traveling beyond it, from downwards, and therefore any item which is above the beehive would also remain pure. Yes, so the Mishnah says, toicho v'gabo tohor, that which is inside of the beehive or on top of it would remain pure. Besoicho, what happens if there is a piece of a dead body inside the barrel? In tomei lo toicho, only items which are inside of the barrel would become tomei. Any item which is inside of it would become tomei, because it is an oihel to spread the impurity to anywhere inside of the barrel. But it's also considered to be an oihel to block any impurity from traveling outside of it, because over here it's not considered a kli, and it therefore has the power to block impurity, and that's why anything even directly above or below it would not become tomei. Finally, al gabo, if there was a piece of a dead body on top of the barrel, kenegdad harokia tomei, anything in line with that and upwards, anything above the barrel would become tomei, but anything inside of the barrel or underneath it would remain pure, because once again, the barrel has the power to block any impurity from traveling beyond it, because it is not a kli. Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah introduces the next four Mishnayos, and the main difference between the first four Mishnayos and the following four Mishnayos. Bamid Varam Amurim, when are all of these laws said? Bizman Shapior Lachutz, in a case where the open end of the beehive is facing outwards, it's not underneath the roof of the house. But Hoyo Pior Lefnim, if the open end of the beehive was facing inside the house, it was underneath the roof, Then the following four Mishnayos will now repeat all of the cases of the first four Mishnayos, but taking into account this one difference. And pretty much the only thing that this is going to change is that as soon as the house becomes Tomei, anything which is inside of the beehive will also become Tomei, because it opens up directly into the airspace of the house. But other than that, the laws are going to be very similar, because even when the closed end was inside of the house, if the inside of the beehive became Tomei, that would spread to the house because of the holes that are in the walls of the beehive. Says the Mishnah, if there is a piece of a dead body the size of an olive underneath the beehive, and we're talking about a beehive that is considered to be a kli. Currently there is straw filling up those holes on the side. The straw is not exactly there to stay. The straw does help to prevent impurity from entering into the inside of the beehive, but it does not prevent the impurity from coming out of the beehive and going into the house or upwards and downwards. But the main point is that the beehive is considered to be a kli, and therefore it does not have the ability to block impurity. And the only blockage which we can talk about really is the fact that the items inside of the beehive will not become Tomei from the outside. So if there's a piece of a dead body underneath the beehive, or El Gaba, or on top of it, Mibachutz, over or under the part of the beehive which is outside of the house. Kol Shu Keneged Hazayis Tachteho the Gaba, anything which is directly underneath or above the piece of the dead body will become Tomei, even though the beehive is in the middle. The beehive is a kli, so it does not prevent any impurity from going beyond it. The next word, v'toicha, many delete from the Mishnah, and we're going to understand it without that word. So only that which is directly above or directly below the piece of the dead body, tomei, would be impure. V'chol she'ena k'neged hazayis, anything which is not directly above or below the piece of the dead body, toicha, as well as anything which is inside of the beehive, even if it is directly above or below the piece of the dead body, it would not become Tomei, because it is protected, it's inside of the beehive. And the only way for impurity to enter inside a movable item is via its opening, and its opening is not relevant over here. The opening is inside of the house, it's not directly above or below the piece of the dead body, and therefore there's no way for the tumma to enter into the inside of the beehive. The habayis and the items inside of the house, tohar, are also certainly pure, because there's no way of the tumma reaching there. Besoicha, if the impurity, if the dead body is found inside of the beehive, oibabayis, or inside of the house anywhere, then hakol tomei, everything would become impure. As soon as the house becomes impure, automatically the inside of the beehive becomes impure, and vice versa. As well as that, since it's a kli, it doesn't prevent impurity from exiting beyond the beehive, and therefore anything which is below or even above the beehive would become tomei, because there is nothing blocking the tumma that has entered into the inside of the barrel from going upwards and downwards. Mishnah Vov, Hoisek Vermin Aretz Tefach, if the kaveres, the beehive, was raised one tefach at least from the ground, and thus an oichel is created underneath it, and that oihel opens up into the airspace of the house, which is also an oihel, and they connect. So therefore, tumotach teha, if there is a piece of a dead body underneath the beehive, oibabayis, or inside of the house, oibasoicha, or in the inside of the beehive, oial gaba, or on top of it, in all of these cases, hakol tomei, everything would become tomei. If you think about it, the house, as well as the inside of the beehive, as well as the part underneath the beehive, those are all considered to be oihalim, which are opened up into each other. So as soon as one of them will become tomei, they'll all become tomei. And even in a case where there is a piece of a dead body above the kaveres, the beehive, since the kaveres is not a kli, it does not block the impurity, and therefore the part underneath the beehive becomes tomei, and then that tumma travels to the house, and then it travels to the inside of the kaveres, the beehive. Mishnah Zayin, Baman Dvarim Amurim, when are these laws stated, Vizman Shei Kli Mechol Chele, specifically when it is a kli, it's still a useful beehive, and the holes which generally allow the bees to come in and out have been loosely filled up with straw. That is enough to consider the beehive as being closed, so any item inside of it would not be able to become tomei. But on the other hand, it also means that we see an option of the dead body exiting via those holes, and not only via the main opening, and that's why the impurity can travel upwards and downwards as well. Now the Mishnah changes one main factor, and that is that the beehive is not going to be considered a kli hoisak pechusa if it was broken ufukuka bakash and somebody stuck straw in there in order to fill up the hole, and he sticks the straw there in order to fill up the hole on a permanent basis. Now that's not considered to be a proper repair. It's still considered broken, it's not a useful kli, but it's not like a regular beehive that the straw is constantly taken out in order to allow the bees to come in and out. Here, the straw is placed there in order to fill up the hole, and the owner has no intention currently of taking out the straw. So the straw is there to stay, and we'll see when exactly that makes a difference. Or another way for the beehive to lose its status of a kli, because it's no longer useful, is futsa, if the holes through which the bees come in and out is blocked up. And Ezaya Futsar, to what extent does it need to be blocked up? She'enot tevach makom echad, to the extent that there is not one place on the walls of the beehive that is at least a tevach by a tevach to allow bees in and out. So if the holes have been blocked up more than that, then it can no longer be used properly, so it would not be considered a kli. And the main difference that makes for us is that something that is not a kli does have the ability to block impurity from traveling beyond it. Not only does it have the ability, like any movable item, to protect that which is inside of it, but it also has the ability to prevent the impurity from traveling beyond it at all, upwards or downwards. So now the Mishnah repeats the cases of the previous two Mishnayos, but using this new type of kaveres, which does not have the status of a kli. Kazayis min ameis nosen tachtecho, if there is a piece of a dead body the size of an olive underneath the beehive, it's not inside of the house, it's underneath the part which is outside of the house. Since there is less than a tefach underneath the beehive, it is tumarat tzutza, so to speak, squashed impurity, and the law in such a case is that it travels in a direct line to anything above it or below it. But the Mishnah says that in this case, only kenegdo yada tahoim tomei, anything directly below it, even underground, would become tomei, but that which is above the beehive would not be tomei. Why? Because the beehive blocks it. Being that the beehive is not considered to be a halachic kli, it's not a useful item anymore, it has got the ability to block the impurity from traveling beyond it. Al gaba, likewise, if there is impurity above the beehive, kenegdad harakia tome, only items that are above it, to the sky, and up until the top of the beehive would become impure, if it's directly in line with the piece of the dead body, but something which is underneath the beehive would be blocked by the beehive. Since the beehive isn't a kli, it has the ability to block impurity from traveling beyond it. Besoicha, if there is a piece of a dead body inside of the kaveres, oba bayis, or inside of the house, then toicha v'habayis tameim, the inside of the beehive, as well as the entire house, any item which is situated there, tameim, would become impure. Those two are open up into each other, so as soon as one of them becomes tomei, the other one also does. And the reason why this impurity does not travel to an item which is either above or below the beehive is because, once again, the beehive is not a kli, it's not a useful item, and therefore it does block impurity from leaving it.